In just a couple of months, the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi will host the Winter Olympics. Russia is reportedly spending nearly $50 billion on those games, which is an Olympic record. To finance venues and housing, one of Russia's state-owned banks lent about $7.5 billion to an elite group of industrialists who are helping bankroll the games. Now those investors are getting a little nervous. David Green talked with reporter Stephanie Baker, who writes about President Vladimir Putin's invitation to Russia's biggest corporations in the current issue of Bloomberg Markets Magazine.
As everyone calls it, it was an invitation to take part. Perhaps it was an invitation they could not refuse. In order to finance the massive infrastructure investment, the massive transformation that has happened, he enlisted a host of Russia's top elite, the biggest companies, to go and build ski resorts, to build the Olympic Village for athletes. And I think there was such a huge push to get everything done on time. There was a run-up in the cost of labor, the cost of construction materials. And I think for some of the Russian companies and billionaires who committed to doing projects, the whole Sochi 2014 became a much bigger gamble than they perhaps were expecting at the outset.
When you say something like invitation you can't refuse, that can mean something very different in Russia than in other countries. What do you mean by that?
Well, they were invited to participate. There were no open tenders for any of these contracts. Here's the odd thing. There's been a lot of private investors and billionaires who've gone in and built things for the Olympics, but they've done it primarily with public money. They've borrowed a huge amount of money from the state-owned development bank called Vnesh Ekonom Bank. Mm-hmm. And Vnesh Ekonom Bank is expecting to get paid back. Now, a lot of these major billionaires and investors are saying, we can't afford to pay these loans back. We need government help in the form of tax breaks and subsidies on the interests in order to make these venues viable commercially long term. Now, the government is saying they got a good deal from the outset. They got all the infrastructure built for them, electricity networks, roads, etc., and that they should be prepared to pay back the debt.
There was one plot line in your story, Stephanie Baker, that almost played out like a spy movie. It involved an official who was in charge of the ski jump and lost his job. Can you tell me what happened there?
Yes, it was the deputy head of the Russian Olympic Committee, whose name is Ahmed Bilalov. He and his brother were connected to a company that was building the ski jump complex, as well as a complex of hotels nearby. Now, in February, Putin arrived in Sochi for an inspection on how the construction projects were doing across all the Olympic venues. And he noted somewhat sarcastically that the ski jump complex had gone something like 7 times over budget and was massively delayed. Soon after that, he was fired from the Russian Olympic Committee. The General Prosecutor's Office filed criminal charges against him, accusing him of misusing government funds. He fled to Germany and went to a doctor there and discovered he had elevated levels of mercury in his bloodstream.
Wow.
He had his office tested in Moscow and found mercury in the carpets. Now, he doesn't know who is responsible for that, but he has not gone back to Russia, as I understand it, and the criminal case is still open.
Some of what we're talking about sounds like what you hear with any Olympics. I mean, cost overruns, the risk that you're going to build a lot of this infrastructure and then much of it will be perhaps useless once the games are over. What strikes you here is especially Russian about the story you followed?
Well, I think it's that he has encouraged so many of Russia's biggest businessmen to get involved.
Putin.
And yes, and to put their time and energy and investments on the line to make this happen as a sort of grand coming out party for the Russian state. That is unique. And debt is an inevitable legacy of Olympic Games. But in this case, you've got a lot of other actors who are involved and who are on the hook. And it's a matter of how is that all going to play out once the games are over.
Stephanie Baker, thanks so much for talking to us about this.
Thanks for having me.